Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has renewed criticism against Inspector General Douglas Kanjak over alleged bias in handling political violence. This comes as police warn motorists of increased speed gun and alcobloat surveillance during the festive season. East Africa's judicial offices are meeting to advance people-centered justice, while Kenya launched a training program for local Chinese language teachers. In other news, 7 students were cleared in the Daystar University student death probe, and police are investigating a Kilimani Airbnb death with 2 suspects arrested. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics, only 2 women out of 181 contenders participated in the ongoing by-elections, prompting activists to demand urgent electoral reforms. Chaos was reported in some areas like Mbeere North amidst accusations of voter bribery. The IEBC is updating results as they come in. In business, Kenya aims for culinary tourism with a 1.09 trillion shillings global market reach, while Kengen will operate the country's first nuclear plant. SBM Bank and MasterCard partner to boost cashless transactions. That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online kenyan.com.